Good afternoon. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. Across Israel, the weather today is quite pleasant. Tel Aviv enjoys clear skies, while Jerusalem is basking in warm sunshine. In Haifa, a mild breeze accompanies the sunny day. Whether you're out in the sun or enjoying some shade, it's a beautiful day across the country. Here are today's headlines. First, in Egypt, accusations are flying. A report from Ashark al-Awsat suggests that Prime Minister Netanyahu might be contemplating military action in Gaza. This comes amid rising poll numbers for Bennett and Eisenkot. Also, Iran's supreme leader, Khamenei, promises retribution for his father's death. Although he has not appeared publicly, he penned a letter vowing to lead those responsible to their graves. This comes from Israel Hayom. Also this hour, Iran's leader is set on revenge, even as former President Trump threatens significant military strikes. Mojtaba Khamenei, who has not been seen since sustaining injuries, pledges swift vengeance. Yainet reports on this development. Separately, Representative Ro Khanna claims armed settlers detained him during a visit to the West Bank. He says his delegation sought help from the U.S. Embassy after the incident. The Jerusalem Post covered this earlier today. And finally, a U.S. report indicates no Iran deal will proceed without the handover of enriched uranium, while military options remain open. This comes from I-24 News. Here's what people are saying online. Visegrad 24 reports that Ukraine has released a video showcasing a massive drone swarm attack on Russian shipping. This action reportedly hit 28 vessels, including tankers and tugboats, in a move to disrupt resupply efforts to Crimea. Iris, a commentator, warns that October 7th was a wake-up call for democracies worldwide. She argues that terrorist groups don't exist in isolation and are often bolstered by supportive regimes. The Telegraph shares concerns that survivors of the Nova Festival massacre are facing abuse online, allegedly from Iran-controlled bots. Social media platforms are reportedly struggling to address this issue. Now for more on those stories, starting with the situation in Egypt. Ashark al-Awsat reports that Israeli officials met with Egyptian counterparts in Cairo. The discussion reportedly centered on the potential for military action in Gaza, influenced by domestic political shifts. Tensions in the region remain high as diplomatic efforts continue. Turning to Iran, according to Israel Hayom, Khamenei's absence from public appearances has intensified speculation. His promise of vengeance highlights ongoing tensions with the United States, especially as Trump warns of retaliatory strikes. This development could further strain U.S.-Iran relations. Meanwhile, Representative Ro Khanna's experience in the West Bank underscores the challenges of navigating this volatile area. The Jerusalem Post noted that Israeli security eventually intervened. Such incidents could impact future diplomatic visits and U.S.-Israel relations. Finally, the U.S. stance on Iran's nuclear program, as reported by I-24 News, reflects ongoing concerns about nuclear proliferation. By keeping military options open, the U.S. signals its commitment to preventing a nuclear-armed Iran. The potential for conflict remains a critical point of international focus. On the economic front, first, the IDF Disabled Veterans Organization is at odds with the Ministry of Finance. They accuse the Treasury of reneging on commitments to veterans, as reported by Walla Business. This could delay vital funding for rehabilitation programs. Separately, Globes discusses the weakening shekel. Israel's institutional investors are driving this trend through their hedging activities. The Bank of Israel's response will be crucial in stabilizing the currency. And finally, CTEC reports that Udi Mukadi, after CyberArk's sale, is now focusing on AI security. As chairman of CHIEQ, Mukadi aims to protect organizations from AI-driven threats. This move positions Israel at the forefront of AI security innovations. That's your Israel 18 News update for the afternoon. We'll be back with more at 5 p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.